Connecticut recently passed a police accountability bill after the police killing of George Floyd. But even though the bill is now law, legislative candidates who oppose it are using it as a political issue. As Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports, the bill is an emerging point of division among the candidates from the two major parties.
Police reforms recently adopted in Connecticut look like this. Wholesale changes to an agency tasked with churning out new police officers, a brand new unit to examine police use of force, and increased civil liability so towns face steeper penalties if police officers are sued. State Republicans see that last part as super controversial, and a reason why J.R. Romano, the party's chairman, calls the bill anti-police.
At the end of the day, this bill has made our communities less safe because it's hamstrung police officers from doing their job.
Romano encourages Republican candidates for state office to push the issue as a way to challenge the leadership of Democrats who supported the police bill. Republican Brian Morois entered the race for state representative of Glastonbury and Manchester as a fiscal conservative who works by day as a financial advisor. But he's evolved his platform a bit since police reforms passed through the state legislature this past July.
I feel that it's very important that we do manage our finances appropriately. At the same time, the new police accountability bill should be a top concern for many people, not just law enforcement, but for the community and their safety as well.
That's resulted in the police union in Glastonbury doing something it says it's never done before, endorsing Morois, the first time the union has publicly backed a candidate for state representative. Jason Doucette, the incumbent serving that town and Manchester, is Morois' opponent.
It seems that this action was motivated only by the police accountability bill and my support of it.
Romano, the state Republican Party leader, says he won't get involved in each race, but that his group will put out ads focused on the issue. Other GOP candidates have highlighted the issue in campaign material. Morois is doing his part by holding Facebook forums taking on qualified immunity with local police. Senate Republican President Len Fasano voted against the police accountability law and is trying to turn some of it back. Here's how he'd frame the issue to voters.
What direction do you want to go? Where do you see this state going? Are you going to have a state in which you are not going to defend those who are keeping us safe?
Norm Needleman is a Democrat who represents lower Connecticut River towns like Essex and Old Saybrook. Needleman calls the reaction to the bill a gift for Republicans who, in his opinion, had nothing to run on.
Moving it forward in a special session was a very hard thing for a lot of Democrats to do, but we did it because we thought it was right. Playing politics with it now, which is what Senator Fasano is doing, may make a good soundbite for him. But in reality, it's just inflaming more issues. And I think it's not something that the public in Connecticut is going to fall for.
Needleman and Doucette, the Glastonbury Democrat, recognize the frustration of members of law enforcement in the time since the reform effort passed. Doucette says he's kept in touch with local police chiefs following the bill's passage, and he says they've suggested amending parts of it.
That goes to the implementation of the measures in the bill. And I'm happy to have those discussions and entertain those amendments.
The governor opposes the idea of the amendments coming up in the planned special session this fall, so any changes to the measures will likely have to wait until after voters weigh in on the issue of police accountability in November. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.